side to the board. It's all here.
Welcome to Race Time Radio.
Presented by Shell Motella.
Heavy duty diesel engine oil. Covering dirt to asphalt.
On racing speed, short track.
All the way to the high banked oval.
This is Race Time Radio.
Come on now, dig.
Host.
Live from the Racetime Radio Studio,
it's Smokin' Joe Chisholm.
Excellent, buddy, excellent.
Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome to Racetime Radio. Joe Chisholm here for the next 2 hours, live from the Canadian Motorsports Expo in Toronto. Got Mark Dilley sitting beside me. Hey, Mark, cobwebs, everything looks good. Hey, you feeling good today?
Oh, yeah, feeling top shelf there, as usual.
Hey, we got a great lineup for you here today at the CME. You're going to have Max Pappas and Steve Arpin and Dario Franchitti will be by at some point later today. If you're a race fan, man, you got to make it out to the Canadian Motorsports Expo. We're at the International Center. We'll be set up all weekend here. And I'll tell you, Mark, what a great show. It's another great year for short track racing.
It is. I mean, this show, one thing about this show is, it's just race fans and racers and pretty well everybody that's involved in the short track scene in Ontario. It's an excellent show. Can't say enough about it.
Now, you're here with the Sunset Display. You're also a NASCAR Canadian Tire Series driver. Let's start with the Speedway. How's it?
It's good. A lot of snow on it right now, as we all know. But now we're pretty excited. Just put up a new tech shed, a shop, putting up some grandstands, getting a lot of stuff ready. Just really excited. I think it's going to be a great season for us. We have a new $50,000 shootout program that we're doing, which for short track racing in Ontario, I don't think that's ever been done. But
no, that's exciting stuff.
It really is. It really is. So we got a lot of support, and hey, we're excited. We're pumped and ready to go.
Now, fans can pick up schedules down there. You got the schedule all finished up?
Yeah, we're all good to go with that. We got schedules, stickers, and even Hershey Kisses. we do her all at Sunset.
Now, the NASCAR Canadian Tire Series is something that you also do. You're a busy cat throughout the course of the summer.
We are. Between the race teams that Linda and I have that we manage and myself and the Speedway, it is pretty busy, but it's good. I like it like that. It's a lot of fun. We get to do a lot of shows, get to go a lot of places, and meet a lot of people. It's a good time.
Now, last year's race season, let's revisit that just for a minute. 2010, not a bad season for you.
No, it was okay. I mean, we were fast at a lot of places. Just couldn't get luck. It's not even that we broke stuff. It just seemed that things went bad. We got wrecked, I think, the first two races on the last lap. Running in the top five at both of them, and just different things. I mean, it's a tough game. I always said if it was easy, there'd be 1,000 cars at every race.
You're right. Now, for 2011, seen Reno here the other day. Same crew assembled for 2011?
Yeah. You know, we got pretty well the same guys. I mean, we have one guy that's really, really good that did all the tires and all that. He might be going away to another college program somewhere way up north, but that's about the only change. We're pretty excited, but myself and Scott's team, we're pretty good. I think we got everything pretty well organized and getting ready to go.
Incredible. Now, here at the CME, the NASCAR Canadian Tire Series hauler and whole crew is here. Brand new engine. We look over there and see a brand new engine from Yates. What do you think of that new spec engine?
I think it's great. I mean, you know, it just shows you how NASCAR just keeps supporting the, not just in the cup level and that, but all the feeder series and all the series that they have. They just they never stop. The R&D center never stops working, and I think it's just a great thing.
Yeah, pretty cool to see the setup that's here, race fans. A simulated tech lane, if you will. You can see all the templates. Go on a hauler tour. Kind of a cool deal, seeing all that stuff set up.
It really is. I mean, for myself, I only want to see Tech Lane 12 times a year. But, no, it's really, really cool. They got it just shows you, again, the support, and they're trying to acknowledge the fans on how it works. And it's good. It's a the whole show is a great show. It's a, I mean, it's, if you like racing or think you like racing or want to like racing, you need to be here.
Yeah, now the front half of that trailer is usually the room of doom. If some guys have a problem in the race, how many times have you been up front in the front of that hauler?
Let me just tell you, the couches are comfy, but I've been in there a few times. It's you'd think you'd want to go there because it's a comfy lounge, but usually if you're going there, something's gone bad. So, you know, it's like you said, the room of doom.
The Toyota Showdown comes up, and fans, you can listen to the Toyota Showdown on Sirius 128. Pat Patterson, Mike Skinner, they're going to be bringing the Toyota Showdown to us on Sirius 128 NASCAR Radio. It's going to be tremendous coverage. That's going to be a great race.
It is. That's just a very unique deal that they do there, and great. You know, I think this year we got two guys from Canada running in it.
Yeah, absolutely. We got DJ Kennington's going to be in it. Andrew Ranger for sure will be there.
Yeah, no,
it's going to be exciting.
It is. It's a great race, great format, and gets to showcase obviously everybody from around the country, or I guess Canada and, you know, I guess around North America would be the best way to say it. So I think that's a great event, and I know that it'll continue to grow into the future, that event.
Do you ever make it down to Speed Weeks? I know you, I see you down there, going track to track and, you know, making it out to Daytona and stuff. Do you ever get down there to race?
I raced there a lot years and years ago. I just, you know, it's so tough to time-wise. I know it's, people probably think that, you know, when racing's over, everybody gets less busy. For us, we get more busy. I mean, this is really our busy time for securing sponsorship for everybody, organizing stuff. So it's tough to get away at that time of year. But I almost did this year. I was real close. I was going to run a Crate ASA car. And then it just, I got so much going on at that time.
Yeah.
It's just so hard. So, like, I can get down there, you know, to go for 4 or 5 days, but to try and prepare yourself to go race and that, it's just real tough. So next year, I want to get an open late model car and go down.
Well, looking right across at the Delaware booth, we see the 52, the car that DJ Kennington's going to drive in the modified race. It's going to be pretty special. Look at that car.
That's going to be an awesome race. I take my hat off to Delaware Speedway. That's going to be something that I think the fans will enjoy. I know personally, I grew up, we talk about New Smyrna, I can remember every year you went there, you'd run, see Reggie Ruggiero and
Johnny Tomeno.
It just an awesome deal. I love them. Big fat tires, loud and fast. I mean, that's going to be a show. That'll be a show that Mark Dilley will not miss.
You know, last night, I was here at the CME. We had doing some bench racing with Don Biederman's old crew, the guys that actually started out with Don Biederman. Junior Hanley was on the stage. And, you know, it was a great night last night. In talking with Junior Hanley and looking at the modified right across from us, I can't help but think back to the days when he was in the modified at New Smyrna Speedway, driving in the super late model division and in the modified division. Man, those were great days behind the wheel.
They really were. I remember it like it was yesterday, to be honest, when that all went down. I mean, you know, to go down there and watch Junior do what he did at New Smyrna was just awesome. I mean, there was, I can remember Trickle and him going at it, and just Robbie Crouch and all those guys, just Pete Orr. It was great racing. And then, Junior, I remember, I think he did that for about 3 or 4 years, if I'm not mistaken, where he ran both cars, and it was neat. It was, I mean, those guys, even when you talk Biederman, you talk Hanley, they're, you know, Skinnell, all the guys that really pioneered what we're doing in Ontario, good racers. I'd love to see them I know we all say that, but if you could see them in, you know, the technology and stuff that we have now in the cars.
Today, yeah.
Exactly.
Wouldn't that be amazing?
Oh, it would be awesome. I mean, you're just talking, they're just racers through and through, and that's you know, that's hard to come by, and I don't care where you are, you can be here or North Carolina or anything, there's only a certain few that are real hardcore racers that work on a car 7 days a week, and those guys, exactly what they did, they had to make ends meet.
Yeah, and you know what, That's not to say that you guys aren't doing a whale of a job. In watching the NASCAR Canadian Tire Series like I did all summer long, incredible is all I can say. That the series may not have had, you know, 43 cars in it, but I'll tell you, the cars that were on that racetrack, you spin the wheel. Who's going to win the race? Because there was that many good teams.
It's tough. I mean, you know, it's and again, like it's there. People don't understand how tough it is. I mean, it's the cars, the preparation that goes on during the week. The guys in the shop, they do a phenomenal job. I mean, it's when you run a car 300 laps and then turn around the next week and you got to be halfway across the country to run it again. That takes serious preparation. And it takes serious organization in the shop to get it done. And, you know, they do it week in and week out. It's amazing. I take my hats off to all the crew guys and drivers and wives and families, because it's a huge commitment to run a full series of that.
You want to believe it. And it's going to be an exciting series this year. I know we can't wait for it. We're at the Canadian Motorsports Expo, everyone. You got to come down and check it out. Mark Dilley's here. You know, Max Pappas is going to be here shortly. Steve Arpin is in town. It's a great day. It's going to be a lot of fun, and we're talking racing for the next 2 hours. So, Mark, thanks for jumping in here. Sure appreciate it. I know you're going to be a real busy guy at the Sunset Display there. Thanks for doing this.
Anytime. You know that. Huge supporter, and thank you for doing it, Joe.
Hey, no problem. That's Mark Dilley, driver the number 9 in the NASCAR Canadian Tire Series. And you can catch him at Sunset when he's not behind the wheel of that car. You know what, fans? We're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, I'm going to try and grab Ron Sheridan or maybe Joe Zerny, the manager of Delaware Speedway, to jump in with us. So don't go too far. We'll be back here in a few minutes right here on Racetime Radio.
Welcome back. Your dreams or your ticket out. Same old place that you laughed about. Well, the names have all changed since you hung around, but those dreams have remained and they've turned around. Who'd have thought they'd need ya?
Who'd have thought they'd need ya?
Yeah, where we need ya.
Every day, truckers experience unpredictable road conditions. Luckily, you can help control the effects these conditions have on your engine with Shell Rotella T-Triple Protection Engine Oil, and we've taken to the road to prove it. After 50 million miles of on- and off-road testing, there weren't many conditions Shell Rotella T-Triple Protection wasn't tested under. Yet, the Energized Protection Technology demonstrated up to 22% less engine wear, helping keep moving metal engine surfaces apart for longer life. The triple action helps control wear, deposits, and emissions. So while the road may always be unpredictable, you can still have control over your engine's protection and peace of mind while driving. And if you prefer even more protection, you can upgrade to Shell Rotella T5 Synthetic Blend Technology or Shell Rotella T6 Full Synthetic Engine Oils. Learn more at Rotella.com or your Shell distributor or retailer. 22% reduction in engine wear compared to iron wear and Shell Remula Super SAE 15W40.
Rain-X Latitude, a revolutionary wiper blade from the makers of Rain-X original glass treatment. Unlike most traditional wipers, Rain-X Latitude blades conjure to your windshield, hugging it and creating even pressure from end to end, which produces a superior wipe and virtually eliminates streaking. Get ultimate visibility with easy-to-install Rain-X Latitude wiper blades. Visit Walmart for the complete line of Rain-X visibility products. Rain-X, outsmart the elements.
If you're a race fan,
then strap in and hang on.
It's the Canadian Motorsports Expo.
January 21st through the 23rd.
At the International Center in Toronto.
And no matter what you're into.
Road course.
Dirt track.
Asphalt.
IndyCar.
Drag racing.
The cars.
And stars.
Will be there.
I want to find out how to make it to victory lane.
Want your favorite driver's autograph?
Want to see the latest
and greatest
in motorsports products?
Well.
You want to want to miss the Canadian Motorsports Expo
at the International Center in Toronto,
January 21st through the 23rd. For more info,
visit CanadianMotorsportsExpo.com.
The CME is presented by Inside Track Motorsport News.
Be there
or stay home and shovel snow.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
Welcome back.
Race. Race Time Radio.
Presented by Shell Rotella.
Exclusively on the Score.
Sirius 98.
With Max Pappas in the 33 this weekend. Max, how is the car?
You know, we're very competitive. You know, I felt, you know, we had an excellent qualifying run. I went a little bit too, you know, deep into the last corner. Missed, a little bit the braking mark by just a fraction. That cost us definitely, you know, 3-4 tenths of a second. You know, we could have definitely had a chance to, you know, qualify in the top three. But, you know, it's as good as it can get, and we have a great car for tomorrow. I love this place, and I think it's just a blessing to be able to drive a great car.
Welcome back to Canada.
Thank you.
That was Max Pappas in Montreal. He had a great race there, and he will be joining us in a few minutes here, race fans, so stay right here on the Score, Sirius Channel 98. But we're joined now by one of those racers that I have followed personally for years. He's a dynamite driver. He's a championship driver. And he's also now the director at Delaware Speedway. Ron Sheridan joins us now. Hey, Ronnie, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you, Joe?
Fantastic, man. CME 2011, I guess the season is officially kicked off.
Yeah, you wouldn't know it there coming from the motel this morning there. It's like minus 20 degrees outside. But getting in here and seeing all the race cars and everything, yeah, absolutely. Get your blood going.
Yeah. Now, you guys have got a lot happening at Delaware Speedway. You can see the big modified, the NASCAR modified right across from us. First of all, I can't get used to those colors and that number on that car with a different name on top of the roof. But, man, nevertheless, it's still a beautiful-looking car. That's going to be a dynamite race.
It is. We're really excited and getting more excited about it here. Even yesterday, a lot of fans coming by. And there's lots of late models here at the show, but not very many Wheeler Modifieds here. So we're getting lots of interest and a lot of fans wanting to come to asking about the date, wanting to come down to Delaware and watch these guys go. And I'm really getting excited to it. And yeah, it is tough seeing that name over there, but DJ's a great shoe, and it's a kind of a mixed match of how we put the thing together, and he's doing a lot to make sure the car is competitive, so we're really looking forward to it.
Now, is DJ going to get any test laps in that before he gets out there and runs with these guys?
Oh, yeah, I'm trying to talk him into taking it to Bristol so we can go down there and watch him run down there, so we'd love to do that, but we're definitely going to be testing it up here at Delaware, and I guess we got the opportunity. We can take it there as many times as we like, so
right.
I know DJ and I have talked. We're both going to test the car a little bit and see what we can do, and then hopefully, however his season works out, maybe we can get it down once or twice to one of the races anyways.
New Smyrna Speedway comes up, Speed Weeks, and these very cars are going to be running on that racetrack. Do you think maybe it would be, an idea to slide into one of those?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah.
That's a little too close for us. You know, we just picked the car up 2 weeks ago, and we got some marketing opportunities that we're committed to do with it. So we got to get it out and around southwestern Ontario here, and we'll wait till the weather gets a little
In other warmer. Words, you don't want to scratch it up.
Well, I guess I know where the chassis builder is over there in Rochester, New York. That's the first thing when DJ asked me. He said, do you know where they fix them? And I said, yep.
Now, you guys are set up. The Speedway's all set up. Schedules, you can see, looking back to 2010, you guys had a dynamite year. Kyle Busch in, David Rudiman, Jason Leffler. It was a great race, a lot of great late models. Anything on the horizon? Can you see anything coming down with respect to the late models and maybe another NASCAR special?
Absolutely. We are doing our summer showdown again. It's going to happen. We just haven't gotten any contracts. We're working with a lot of different people now for the cup drivers we're going to get up there. But when we have something, Joe, I will definitely call you right away and release it. But it's going to be big, and it's going to be as big as it was last year. And what a success it was last year. You know, we had great weather at Delaware last year. You know, all these racetracks here are good racetracks, and they really try hard to put on a great show. But we're always relying on the weather. And last year we didn't have very many rainouts, so we had a good crowd there, and Kyle Busch was there. So we're looking forward to it this summer, and we're definitely having the summer showdown. And as soon as we get some contracts and some schedules figured out, we'll let you know who's going to be there.
You know, those Cup guys really have, their work cut out for them when they come to Delaware Speedway. It's a tough track to get around. And you got the guys that run there Friday night. You get guys like Rob Lee and, Scott Lindsay and yep. Andrew Gurzel. He's another one of those guys that has really, really started to come onto the racing scene. He's going to be tough. You know, these guys got their work cut out when they come into Delaware.
Oh, absolutely. You know, last year with Kyle Busch, you know, they put him in a great car. And had a great crew, and he's a great, great driver. And, you know, and they told us, DJ told us, he says, in a half an hour, he'll have that place figured out. And he did. So, for all you Kyle Busch lovers or haters out there, and he works on the car, and he just worked on it the whole time, and he's as good as what you see. He really, really is. And, yeah, speaking of our local guys, you know, there's not many guys that are going to come up and put him down like that. So, looking forward to it. It's going to be a good time.
Pete Vanderwies was one of those guys that went out there. He qualified real well. He had trouble with the car. You know, I had my eye on Pete, and that car was a missile had he not had, I think it was rear-end trouble.
Yeah, then he got messing up with David Ruderman the rest of the night. So
oh, I thought that was you. Wasn't that you? Did
no,
you
that was me and Allgaier.
Oh, that's what
me and Allgaier kind of got together there. He roughed me up in 3 and 4, or 1 and 2. I roughed him back up in 3 and 4, and I guess he couldn't hang on to it. I guess, yeah. I don't know.
You had some fun anyway. Good career. You had a great career, really, in racing, and I know it's not over yet. You're done racing late models, maybe at Delaware Speedway for the time being, but your NASCAR Canadian Tire Series career is really just getting started.
Well, it is, and we don't really know everything that's going to happen there yet. We got some meetings coming up in February, but we'll see what happens, Joe. And like I said, for this year, definitely going to most of the focus goes to Delaware Speedway, helping those guys out, and hopefully we can have a great season. And like I say, we'll get some meetings. The Canadian Tire Series is a great series, but it's very sponsor driven. So you know, you got to get some sponsorship. You got to do some commitments, and so we'll see what happens there. I'm pretty sure my local sponsors want the car at Delaware, so you know we'll make sure that happens, and then we'll take it from there.
Yeah, it's going to be a tremendous season. I know it's going to be. I got to ask you about being a director at Delaware Speedway. You definitely got your feet wet now. How is it?
It's good. The first 6 weeks was a little challenging on my part, just because, you know, I only, you know, and I told the guys, and honestly, I only know one division. I haven't raced a super stock or a street stock in 14 years. So, you know, I watch them race. I watch all the great shows they put on. So I had to learn a lot about the rules and learn a lot about their concerns. And they're testing you a little bit there for the first 6 weeks. They're going to test you out and see what they can get away with. And we've come up with a rules package, and everything seems to be going really good. You know, I get 2 or 3 calls a week. We answer their questions, and everything's going good, and everyone's working on their cars, and everyone is really getting excited to go racing this year. So I'm hoping that we can continue that on and just have for a good, fun season at Delaware Speedway.
Well, good luck in that, Ron. No luck needed. You're good at it. I know you are. The whole staff at Delaware Speedway, it's going to be a great year. Fans, if you're within earshot of this, make it out to the International Center right here. The Canadian Motorsports Expo is going on all weekend long. If you are a race fan of any kind, this is the place to be. You got road racing. You've got everything from Jeff Gordon's car to
Dale Earnhardt's
car. I look out and I can see, Ken Imager driver Daniel Bois. I can see Steve Arpin and, Roy Wilkie. Their drivers, everyone is here. Make it on out to the show, Ron. You have a great season. I know you and I are going to be in touch tons before we even drop the green flag on the first race. I know we are.
Absolutely. And, Joe, thanks for all your support, and we'll be in touch, and we'll be talking about the race and all over Ontario, and can't wait to get it started.
That's Ron Sheridan, driver of the 52, Belfour. No, not anymore, but he's still, you never know.
You never
know. We'll see him in a car.
Yeah.
Definitely director from Delaware Speedway. Ron, thanks so much.
Thanks very much, Joe. Thanks for having me on.
Okay, up next, race fans, we've got a 3-time ARCA winner, and that's Steve Arpin, of course, from Fort Francis, Ontario, from Emo Speedway. Steve Arpin in the ARCA Remax Series started out on dirt and wound up at Daytona. Wow, Steve Arpin, how you doing, buddy? I haven't seen you since Daytona last year.
I'm cold. It was a lot warmer when I saw you this time last year.
Yeah, you're all tanned up. I can't believe you.
So we just got back from a cruise here over Christmas this year, so I'm all, I'm missing that weather. It was like 80, 90 degrees in the Bahamas and stuff like that. Then we come back here and it's just freezing cold.
Yeah, amazing. Now, you were down at the Daytona test in the ARCA car. Well, not the Daytona test. You were at that test as well, weren't you? Not just the tire test. You were there testing the 25 car?
Yep. I actually went down there. I was just going down to help out. I was going down to spot for the guys, and we didn't have anything in place yet to run the full season of ARCA. But I was going down to help out Venturini Motorsports and a couple of their new drivers, and I think we were going through Jacksonville on the way down there, and I got a text message from Billy Venturini. He says, hey, you're in the 25, so I hope you brought your stuff.
Oh, good deal.
And then before the next day, I was in both the 25 and the 66. So, so my day just kept on getting better.
I guess. So now, do you have a plan laid down for Daytona now?
Not quite yet for Daytona, but...
At this point, you'll be in something.
I can finally tell you that we are going to be racing. We're going to be doing some truck racing this year for sure. We had some really good meetings here this last couple weeks, and we don't have anything finalized yet or anything concrete yet, but we're moving along good, and we're making good progress for sure.
Oh, that's fantastic news, Steve. I'm really
glad. But we don't have anything for Daytona yet, so we're still working on that. We might have to get the Racetime radio on the side of a car down there.
Well, you never know. You never know. We could maybe do something like that, because I'll tell you, fans, if you got a company, this is the guy for you. This guy here can definitely put an ARCA car in victory lane at Daytona. Like, you have really got it dialed in. Tell me, Steve, what's the difference between, you know, last year when you first started out? You started out strong, but man, you really turned the wick up and you won three races in ARCA. That's tough to do.
It's been a learning experience for me. Like right now in my career, I have 47 asphalt races in my life, and that's it. I've been a dirt racer my whole life, and in 2009, our first year on the asphalt, it was a real learning year. Everywhere we went was a new place. I'd never been to any of these racetracks before. We came back last year, going back to lots of these tracks for the second year. I get to focus a lot more on what I need to do to get better rather than trying to learn the cars, learn the racetrack, learn all this stuff new for the first time each time you go to these places. Last year, I got to really focus on what I can do better. I need to work on this. How much better the car needs to be. We need to get the car turning better. We need to get a little bit more forward bite. Need more grip. I got to focus a lot more on that. And then when we got the opportunity to go do the junior motorsports thing with in the 7 and the 88 car, that was just like the ultimate eye opener. Getting out there and racing with Kyle Busch and Brad Keselowski, who will be here tomorrow, Carl Edwards. You're driving with them, and you're like, holy God, I didn't know a race car could do that.
Yeah.
look what they just did. But it just, you learn so much. I learned something in each of those races. We did 7 races last year, and I learned something each and every lap of those races, and that paid absolute dividends when we came back to finish off the year in ARCA. I think our worst finish when we didn't have any mechanical problems the last 9 races was the third.
Yeah.
So other than that, we had a couple issues as far as holes in the radiator and running out of fuel and stuff like that. But
yeah, and you had a box go bad in the one car. Yeah, because you had that race one, had that thing. Well, the restart did you in too.
Yeah.
It was an amazing race, though. What's your favorite, super speedway racing, or do you still like? You got to love DeCoin. You won at that racetrack. It's dirt, right?
Well, we've won. I think last year it was kind of cool because we won on a dirt track in a 3,400-pound stock car, which was that was a handful.
Not supposed to be there, right?
We won on a short track on the half mile at Salem. We won on the intermediate track at Texas. We should have won at West Palm Beach on the road course, but I kind of blew that one. I got myself a stop and go penalty late in the race. So, anytime you're on a racetrack, I am loving it. I don't even think I could tell you which one's more fun than others. Some are a little bit more exciting, like more exhilarating at the time, like a short track, you're so much busier. But at the same time, you go to a super speedway like Daytona or an intermediate track like Texas, and it's so much more mental. It's so much more mentally challenging that it's such a thrill, but it's just a different kind of thrill, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I love absolutely every kind of track we go to.
I'm with Steve Arpin here at the Canadian Motorsports Expo. Fans, get down here to this show. You can get his autograph. It's truly a dynamite show, something for everybody at this show. Steve, got to talk to you about the new pavement at Daytona. It looks exciting. We've seen some stuff on Speed yesterday. Definitely listening to the guys on Sirius NASCAR Channel 128. I know I'm excited. What's it like being there and being on that track?
I think you are going to see some pretty intense, wild, and crazy racing at Daytona. I think what you're going to find is I spent 3 days there last week running around there. I don't know how many laps we did, but you feel like Superman. There is so much grip. It's so smooth. And the ARCA cars, we have a different spring rule than they do at the NASCAR level. So we have to have 3,000 pounds of front spring in the car, a combined 3,000 pounds. So we can't feel the bumps near as much because we still have a little bit of suspension. Whereas the NASCAR stuff, they're sitting either on bump stops or coil bound in the Nationwide Series. So they're going to be moving around a little bit more than us. But it's going to be so cool. Like, you're kind of combine Talladega and Daytona.
Wow.
And Talladega, you see all the 3 and 4 wide racing. It's huge packs. They're bumper to bumper all the time. But the only difference is Daytona, the transitions in and off the corners are so aggressive. You're going to feel like Superman until you get in that draft and you get bunched up in about 30 or 40 cars. And it's going to be a new meaning, a new definition to the word big one.
Isn't that?
It's going to be crazy.
Hey, you know what? I want you to stay with me just for a minute here. We got a guy that's on the line that's right down at Daytona, and you know him real well. Bob Dillner, are you there?
Hey, I'm here, buddy.
How's it looking from Daytona?
Well, I tell you what, I'm soaking up the rays right now. I just took a little break from all the coverage on speed.com that we're doing today and live on Speed the Network at 1 p.m. to 2 p.m. So it's beautiful blue skies, about mid-50s, a little breezy. But the best thing is you're smelling the fuel, you're smelling the rubber, and you're hearing the sounds of race cars echo around this big old super speedway. It's pretty darn awesome.
Bob, we hear the drafting is real tight. I've got Steve Arpin sitting right here beside me. We're excited for Daytona. You got to be twice as excited as we are.
Yeah, definitely excited. Speed has over 100 hours of coverage down during Florida Speed Week, so that'll be pretty darn cool, including the ARCA Racing Series race presented by Menards, so that'll be a really cool deal to be live on Speed and watch Steve and everybody else go at it, because I'll tell you what, I'm sorry to say, you always see some great racing in ARCA, but you're always looking for the big wreck, too, and it'll be interesting to see who causes the wreck this year. But down here, the Daytona test has been pretty phenomenal between the new pavement, an awesome job, 50,000 tons of asphalt on this racetrack, a brand-new nose for NASCAR, new fuel with Sunoco E15 ethanol, so many different factors playing into these guys trying to figure out how to maximize the speed and handling characteristics of their race cars down here.
Yeah, it's going to be amazing, Bob. We got to make the announcement because I know we got some other stuff that we got to get to, but race fans, you're going to be pleased to know. If you're a short track race fan, Bob Dillner and I, so speed51.com and Racetime Radio, we're going to combine our forces, and for 2 hours through Speed Weeks, we're going to be live at Daytona, or from New Smyrna Speedway, we're going to be live.
Awesome.
And we're going to be featuring a lot of the short track racers from across Canada and across the U.S. on Sirius Channel 98. It'll be Racetime Radio on Speed 51. Bob, you excited?
I'm pumped up. I'm always pumped up to come down here to Florida for Speed Weeks. It's like, you know, no other feeling in the world, because this is where you start your entire year. And you get goosebumps when you go through the tunnel of Daytona, but honestly, I get just as excited when I go on every single night over to New Smyrna Speedway or Volusia Motorsports Park and see some of the best stars of tomorrow duke it out on the asphalt or the dirt over there. And Smyrna Speed Week over there with the modifies and the super late models and so forth is always exciting. And you got some great drivers and some really guys rub fenders and bump a bunch over there, so it's always spectacular for the fans. So I'm excited to do the radio show over there. I'm excited to do all the coverage on Speed. Like I said, 100-plus hours of coverage on Speed down here. So between you over there, you know, and our work with Speed51.com and all the work on Speed, I'm going to be pretty worn out by the time Speed Weeks has ended.
Yeah, I can well imagine. Have you picked up on anything that you can share with Steve Arpin here, maybe something that he doesn't know?
Honestly, you know, it's just little things right now. The biggest word I'm hearing in the garage area is attitude. The guy is trying to get the attitude of the race cars right around this racetrack, because even though it does have new pavement, there are different, you know, things around the racetrack that are giving it character already. And, you know, Jimmy Johnson was telling me that, you know, there's a place in turn number 3 with a paver when they were paving this place kind of slid a little bit. And because of that, you know, I know Steve just earlier said you got to have 3,000 pounds of front spring on these ARCA cars. You can't feel the bumps. Well, these cup cars, like you said, you can. And Johnson said, feel the bumps over there a little bit more. Joey Logano said there used to be a dip coming out of four, and he can actually feel that. And I think when Steve gets back here and gets on the racetrack with his ARCA car, he's going to feel a little bit more, because by that time, you're going to have the ARCA test. You'll have the 24-hour test. You'll have the Cup test. And then you'll have the 24 hours of Daytona, which is live on speed as well. You'll have all those cars for 24 straight hours. You'll have a lot of rubber on the track. You'll have more, you know, pavement. Cars will be bottoming out. The track is going to gain more and more character as we progress through Speed Week. And I think the ARCA boys with Steve Arpin are definitely going to feel that when they come back down here.
I think definitely. Even we were there back in December at the tire test, then back again just last week or a couple weeks ago with the ARCA, the three-day test. And the track already, it's already starting to settle. It's already starting to, like you said, take a little bit more character. And there's a patch down in turn three. You can see it's a different color and everything where the paver messed up there. And you can already see where the Cup cars and the Nationwide cars are dragging the racetrack there and already starting to dig it up a little bit. So it's going to, every lap you put on that thing, especially when you get 20, 30 cars out there, it's going to get better each and every lap.
That's tremendous. Hey, Bob, you're doing a great job on speed, and I can't wait to couple together with you on Tuesday, February the 15th. You and I will be live from New Smyrna Speedway at 7 o'clock. It's a two-hour edition, fans. We're going to have a lot of fun. Bob, you take it easy down there.
Hey, thanks, buddy. I'm just glad we're doing it on the 15th and not the 14th, because we don't want to start any rumors. You know, me getting together for our first radio show or anything like that. So, but I am looking forward to it with Racetime Radio and Sirius 98, especially giving some exposure to a lot of the guys in the short track realm. You got some KGO veterans that are going to be down there and some rising talent. So it'll be interesting to see how they mix on the racetrack, and we'll be interviewing a bunch of them.
You want to believe it. That's Bob Dillner, speed51.com, and of course, Speed. Bob, thanks so much. We'll catch up with you later on.
No problem. Make sure you watch at 1 p.m., Joe, and then we'll have continuous coverage of this test starting at 2 p.m. on speed.com.
You're the man. I can count on you every time. So, Steve, I want to thank you for stopping in here as well. You know, we got to take a quick break. I got Jason Tom here. He's got an exciting announcement. I know you want to get around and take a look at the show, and I'll grab you back here before we get off the air. That'll be fantastic. Thanks so much.
Perfect. We're going to go over there, get up on the stage, do a little autograph session for all the fans here today. And like you said, it's an awesome show here. It's my first time here at the Canadian Motorsports Expo, but we're going to try and soak it up a little bit, look around, and see everything they got going on here.
That's Steve Arpin. Watch for him here at the Canadian Motorsports Expo. We'll watch for him in Victory Lane at Daytona as well. We'll be back here on Racetime Radio in just minutes, so stay with us, race fans. We'll be back.
Experience unpredictable road conditions. Luckily, there's Shell Rotella T-Triple Protection Engine Oil. After 50 million miles of durability testing, the Energized Protection Technology demonstrated up to 22% less engine wear. The triple action helps control wear, deposits, and emissions. So while the road may always be unpredictable, you can still have control over your engine's protection. Find Rotella at local Shell distributors and retailers. 22% reduction in engine wear compared to iron wear and Shell Remula Super SAE 15W40.
Man. Then strap in and hang on.
It's a Canadian Motorsports Expo.
January 21st through the 23rd.
At the International Center in Toronto.
And no matter what you're into.
Road course.
Dirt track.
Asphalt.
IndyCar.
Drag racing.
The cars.
The stars.
Will be there.
Want to find out how to make it to Victory Lane?
lane.
Want your favorite driver's autograph?
Want to see the latest
and greatest
in motorsports products?
Well,
you'll come on to the Canadian Motorsports Expo
at the International Center in Toronto,
January 21st through the 23rd. For more info,
visit CanadianMotorsportsExpo.com.
The CME is presented by Inside Track Motorsport News.
Be there
or stay home and shovel snow. Get your race fix anytime online.
www.racetimeradio.com.
Also available on Facebook.
Just search Racetime Radio.
And as always, you can drop us an email.
info@racetimeradio.com.
Rain-X Latitude, a revolutionary wiper blade from the makers of Rain-X Original Glass Treatment. Unlike most traditional wipers, Rain-X Latitude blades conjure to your windshield, hugging it and creating even pressure from end to end, which produces a superior wipe and virtually eliminates streaking. Get ultimate visibility with easy-to-install Rain-X Latitude wiper blades. Visit Walmart for the complete line of Rain-X visibility products. Rain-X, outsmart the elements.
Gentlemen, start your engines!
Welcome back.
Time Radio.
Presented by Shell Rotella.
Exclusively on the Score.
Sirius 98.
Yeah. Hi, race fans. This is Dave Dykstra, sprint driver of the 5B CorPac Oshawegan Sprints. And you're listening to Race Time Radio, Sirius Channel 98.
And what's even cooler, race fans, is if you come out to the Canadian Motorsports Expo, you'll be able to see Dan's car right down in the Oshawegan booth. There's a lot to see and do here at the Canadian Motorsports Expo. You got the 52 of DJ Kennington's modified. Of course, his number 17 Castrol Edge Dodge's championship car is sitting right out front along with some Castrol Dragsters. There's a lot happening. Just burning a little bit of time here. We've got a guest to come up with. And it is a great show. Man, Jay, jump on here for a second. We got Jason Tom from Sauble Speedway joining us. We got a big announcement that's going to happen at Sauble Speedway. Jay?
Yeah, in a few minutes, hopefully, we're going to have an interview with NASCAR driver Kenny Wallace.
Yeah, that's going to be
a racing at the beach.
He's going to race the beach.
He's going to race the beach.
Now, last year, you had Sterling Marlin in. Sterling came out, won the race, and, man, it was a big show.
He put on a fantastic show. He did exactly what he was supposed to do. He came out, he signed a bunch of autographs, hopped in a car, and really performed well at the beach. He thought it was a great track, great crowd, great drivers are in the pits, a lot of respect going around, and he wants to come back, but not this year.
Now, he did have a little trouble getting into the country. I don't know. Something must have went on there.
He's got a pretty heavy draw, and they couldn't understand what he was doing or where he was going. So he was held up at the border for about 45 minutes, and his first flight out of his hometown was canceled, and his second one was delayed taking off and then delayed landing. So it was a bit of a struggle to get him there, but we got him there. He signed autographs and raced and had a good time and won, and couldn't ask for anything better than that.
Now, he literally jumped into the 88 car. I was standing not too far away from the race car when he fired it up. He's trying to get the car in gear. He was grinding a pound. Did get it into gear, went out on the racetrack for practice. Didn't do too bad of a job, but it didn't look like he was going to be the guy that was going to win that race.
No, the first heat, well, he didn't get any testing at all.
No, none.
And his first heat started at the back and didn't really do much, just kind of got a feel for the car. They came back in. The Streamline boys, they made some changes, and they talked to Sterling about it, and he came back out, and that car was bad fast the next heat, and it was even faster in the feature.
Yeah, I couldn't believe how fast he was on the racetrack. He was coupled in there with Tim Schreinart, driver of the 88, and even Sean McGuarter was out helping him out, and we can't forget about Donnie.
No.
Donnie Lund, it's his car, after all. He did a great job, and you know what? The whole team did a good job. It was a great race. Seeing guys like the guy standing right in front of us, Roy Wilkie, was in that race. One of those tough guys to beat.
Yeah, and everybody raced him hard. Nobody cut him any slack whatsoever. Traded a little bit of paint with him, and everybody. It's a memorable race for everybody that was involved.
You know what? I know you're trying to get a hold of Kenny. he can give us a call. Here you go, Kenny. I know you're listening. He's got Sirius Radio. He's always on Sirius NASCAR Radio Channel 128. So it's a little bit of a difference for him. He's got to jump to 98 this time. But, Kenny, you're listening. Here's the number you dial, 888-942-7326. I'll say it again slow, 888-942-7326. And I know you can hook up with us. Kenny Wallace coming to Canada once again. He loves coming up here. I caught up with Kenny in Montreal just before the nationwide race, and I'll tell you what a colorful guy. I got a great interview with him. He's a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah, we're really looking forward to it. It's going to be a blast.
I'll tell you, fans, you're in for a good one. I am going to cut you loose for a minute, Jason. When you get Kenny all hooked up, we'll bring you back on here. Now what I want to do is I want to bring up an Indy Lights driver, because Kenny's not with us yet, right?
Right.
Okay. So I'm going to bring up Dan Clark. Dan, if you could slide over here for a minute. I'm going to grab Dan Clark. He's an Indy Lights driver. Jason's going to get things sorted out and get Kenny Wallace hooked up with us, and then we'll get him back on. First of all, welcome to the Canadian Motorsports Expo, Dan. Pleased to meet you.
Thanks. Nice to meet you, too. Yeah, thanks for having me.
Yeah, big race this year. You're in the Indy Lights. Probably good news to hear that things are back on out in Edmonton.
Yep, absolutely. Edmonton's a great place. I was there in Champ Car as well in 06 and 07. Not a lot of people know it, but for drivers, I'd say Edmonton's probably the most physical circuit there is going.
Yeah.
And doing 2 hours in the big car. You really know about it. you better be training.
Yeah, it is a physically demanding track. Now it's going to change up a bit by the sounds of things. They're going to do some repaving. They're going to change it up. I don't know how much better they can make it.
Yeah, no, I think, you know, it's often talked about subject like in Formula One as well. You make a lot of these new circuits, but really what people like and what people remember and appreciate most is all these unique circuits and airport tracks. You know, they have a different surface on them. I mean, that's part of the challenge, and I think that's what, when you're talking about IndyCar, that's what gives it its diversity. The drivers have to excel on all different circuit layouts and all different circuit,
right,
surfaces.
Now, eventually you want to be driving in Indy, in the Izog League, but how long is that process going to take, or what's the situation? You happy in Indy Lights right now?
It's really all about, you know, not to sound cynical or anything. It's really all about just finding the budget. You got to find the budget. You know, young drivers out there listening today will understand that, and it's no different no matter how up the ladder you manage to get yourself. And it's fun though, because you get to understand the business side of things a lot more. You spend a lot of hours really trying to find the money, raise the money, and, you know, work with new ways of creating exposure. And and the exciting thing right now, being around the IndyCar series, and I live in Indy all the time, so I was at the preseason meetings and, you know, the launch for this season, and have all the new programs explained to us that the series are now doing, and that, you know, there's a new IndyCar that's coming back, really, and they're reconnecting with the fans. They're initiating a lot of new programs that's going to draw more people in, and all those things are what brings the sponsors back too. So that's what, you know, that's going to create more opportunities for those drivers needing, you know, looking for budget, really. And that's what I find myself doing most of the time. So for now, you know, last year racing Indy Lights with Walker Racing, you know, that was really something I didn't see coming. It just kind of came out of the blue. I think I called Derek just on the right day. And we knew each other from Champ Car, so we had some water, you know, to let go under the bridge. It was interesting, but Derek's a great guy. You know, he's one of those American, he's an American racing legend, so the opportunity to work with him was something, you know, that I won't forget. And that's helped shape me, and I grew up a lot after the Champ Car stuff ended, and I was on the sidelines watching everybody merge over to IndyCar. I grew up a lot then, but, you know, I grew a lot last year working with Derek as well.
Yeah. Now, 25 years of racing on the streets of Toronto. The Indy race here in Toronto comes up in July. You excited for that race, I would imagine?
Yep. I've been to Toronto a number of times since 2006. You know, I raced the big cars myself for 2 years, and then last year I had a great race where we were actually a few races. I think it was race 6 or 7 into the Indy Lights series, and we just switched engineers. And a new engineer came on board, and we qualified third, and we finished second, actually passing James Hinchcliffe on the last lap. So we got our first podium here last year, and it's a good race, and I'm glad it's still on the calendar.
How many races for you in 2011? Do you got your schedule sort of figured out on what you're going to be doing?
Yeah, well, there's a new Road to Indy program in place that the IndyCar Series has initiated. So there's funding awarded to the winner of series as far down as Formula Ford 2000 that will give you the funding to get into the next series up, and that applies to Indy Lights as well. So now there's something even more to go for to win the Indy Lights Championship. So even though I know I can do 2-hour races in the big cars, and I'm fit enough and strong enough and experienced enough and know how to fuel save and pit stop and all that kind of stuff, there's an opportunity, or there's more opportunity to do Indy Lights right now to generate that money, and the chance to be in IndyCar in 2012 with the new car, that's really the time to be in IndyCar.
Car number and sponsor. Who's on your car? What's your car number?
We haven't got a car number yet. It kind of depends on the team. Like last year, we were number 40 with Walker Racing. But this year, my sponsors are Boomerang Bob's right now, which is a drinks company. And it's part of the business deals that I'm working on right now as well. But I'm here in town, going to be visiting with the sponsors from last year with Waste Co.
Right.
Waste Management. And Dean's Night Special. Dean's Night was the... another sponsor that we had with Walker Racing last year. So we're continuing those relationships as well, and we're piecing together the season and the budget, and excited about going racing.
Well, Dan, it's been a pleasure meeting you. Thanks so much for dropping by Racetime Radio. Good luck in the 2011 campaign. Keep us up to date, and we'll keep the fans going and up to date on your progress and on your career.
Cool. Thank you.
Good luck. Okay, you know what, fans, if you haven't done it yet, you got to check out the Canadian Motorsports Expo. Have a look at the website, CanadianMotorsportsExpo.com. You can take a look at the schedule. There's seminars going on. Of course, there is race cars wall-to-wall here. There is absolutely everybody that is into racing is all happening right here. And I know you're interested in some sports scores as well, so we're going to take a quick break. We'll throw it back to the studio, and I know James there will bring us all up to date. So get ready. Here comes the score. We'll be back to you right after the update, and we'll catch you then.